Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. And in the category of counties with the highest average deer automobile collisions over the past 5 years, the top four are
Boone, Campbell, Hopkins, and Jefferson counties.
Trooper Paul Blanton is a public affairs officer for the state police and says deer mating season is now underway. In this quarter, compared to others, we're twice as likely to have a deer collision. In November, the probability is three times as high.
November is the highest month, and this was in 2012. There were over 700 collisions with deer. And we believe that collisions of all types can be reduced through the application of defensive driving techniques.
It sounds simple, he says, but it's worth a shot.
We ask for people to look at the big picture. If they would scan ahead 3 seconds on the road looking for possible hazards, number one, it's going to give them the opportunity to see something that's coming up.
Those yellow road signs with the jumping deer are placed in locations where deer have access to roads and there have been a history of strikes.
But that is not the only place they may be found. So you need to be cautious. Anywhere that the forest and an agricultural area is separated by a road.
He says prime time for potential deer strikes is at dawn and dusk, in both cases between 5 and 8. We'll be right back.
Your grandfather never went to college.
Hardly anybody did.
Neither did your dad.
I always wished I had.
But it's a different world today. To compete, you need a college degree. At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you what to do to prepare, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org, and your family will start following in your footsteps.
You've made us proud.
Way to go, son.
Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
State Trooper Paul Blanton says there were 2,798 deer collisions last year, slightly down from the year before. But when you hit one, statistics don't matter much. He has a couple of suggestions for drivers.
First off, we would ask people to, if they can, if there's no oncoming traffic, to use their high beams. That gives you opportunity to see the deer's eyes shining, maybe even see it a little bit quicker than you would normally. But if you see a deer in your path, you should brake firmly, but maintain your lane.
Doing so gives the deer a chance to take evasive action, and for drivers, in case of a mishap, it could minimize automobile damage and injuries to people.
The deer is not sure which way to go, but also you may have oncoming traffic or an obstruction on the shoulder of the road, and if you were to swerve either way, you could be involved in a more serious collision than if you did hit the deer.
So let's be careful out there. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.